Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. Well, we knew that April was going to be a weird month, as always, and I've been getting all kinds of strange requests. You know, about 10 years ago, I made a documentary called Inside the Church of Satan, and I was the first person in something like over 40 years to be allowed inside the Church of Satan to document rituals that had never before been documented. And so I teamed up with my buddy filmmaker C. Eric Scott, and we traveled to a snowy, faraway land. I still cannot tell you exactly where we were. I know, but I'm not allowed to say. I agreed to that due to security issues. And we shot this, you know, feature documentary. And in fact, if you go to InsideTheChurchOfSatan.com, you'll see different ways that you can watch this movie. But anyway, I got an email yesterday from a filmmaker who has been hired to shoot a music video, and he wanted to use a little clip, a very little clip, from my movie in his video. And it was actually quite a good video, and so I gave him permission to do that. I have all these different reporters contacting me right now, asking me about stories that will come out in the fall. A lot of people are writing articles about the Brown Mountain Lights and that sort of thing, and gosh, here I am working like crazy, getting ready for all the things involved in my huge event in Las Vegas next month. And in the midst of all this, last night, I went on Coast to Coast AM to participate in an announcement, and that announcement is that George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM, is going to be returning to Asheville this year. He came here a couple of years ago, and he did George Norrie Live at the Diana Wortham Theater, and I and Micah Hanks and Bill Forstchen were all part of that. We all live in this area. And I'm telling you, it was a huge sellout crowd. He just electrified the city. In addition to it being kind of like a live coast-to-coast AM show where he's talking to us on the stage, there was a live band. Micah is an extremely talented musician, and his band was playing music. And George sings. I don't know if you know this, but he's quite the crooner. And so George gets up on stage and he sings songs by Elvis or Frank Sinatra or whatever. And so, but he had such a wonderful, warm welcome, an enthusiastic welcome here, that he is coming back. And that is going to be on August the 25th of 2018. And it's going to be, again, myself and Micah and Bill Forstchen, but then he's also adding some other talent. For example, there's David Adair, and I have heard David Adair on Coast numerous times. He's one of these guys who talks about the secret space program. Just fascinating. And then there's also a psychic medium named Vincent Jenna who's going to be there. So, you know, he has expanded this, so all that's going to be, again, on August 25th of 2018 here in Asheville at the Diana Wortham Theater. And so more details, of course, will be released about that as we get closer to the date. But, you know, speaking of George Norrie, a lot of people were struck by his emotional announcement live on the air that he and his staff had just learned that Art Bell had died on Friday the 13th. And of course, you know, as you ought to know, I did a whole podcast about this. And it's funny because, you know, Friday the 13th is is an interesting superstitious holiday, and I want to talk a little bit more about that and why that people sometimes fear or dislike the number 13. But I want to point out first off that here in Asheville, North Carolina, where I was born and raised, where I am right now, where I have my mystery museum and my laboratory, and I own the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, largest walking tour in the city, as far as I know. The number 13, I'm telling you, it really has played an eerie role in the history of this city. You know, I did a podcast about Asheville's largest mass murder killing spree, the Will Harris murders. Well, that happened on November the 13th of 1906. Asheville's most infamous single murder happened at the Battery Park Hotel in 1936. That was the murder of Helen Clevenger. And just so happens, the Battery Park Hotel has 13 stories, and at least 7 people that I know of throughout history have climbed to the top of that 13th story and jumped to their deaths, committing suicide. During the Civil War, one of the strangest and most disturbing incidents was called the Shelton Laurel Massacre, which happened down the road here in Madison County in western North Carolina. And this was an incident in which a bunch of Confederate soldiers killed a bunch of fellow Southerners, accusing them of being Union sympathizers. And they killed 13 men, if you can call them that, because the youngest was a fella named David Shelton, and he was only 13 years old. In my book, Haunted Asheville, one of the stories that I wrote about was the haunting of the Battle Mansion, which is near the Grove Park Inn. And the Battle Mansion was, for many years, the headquarters of our local dominant news station, our ABC affiliate, Channel 13, WLOS. And in fact, most of my radio career has been spent, all the years at Speaking of Strange, for example, broadcasting from News Radio 570 WWNC, located at 13 Summerlin Avenue. And you may have noticed that right around this Friday the 13th, a lot of people are dying. I mean, Harry Anderson, who lived here in Asheville in the Montford District, he died within the past couple days. Now, Harry Anderson, You might remember from the show Night Court, where he was the judge, but he appeared on Tales from the Crypt, and he was in a lot of other movies, and he was a magician. I never got to meet Harry Anderson, but I do have a coin that he signed. So he passed away. We have, of course, Barbara Bush. She died. Milos Forman, the German director who directed such fantastic films as One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I think he also directed the movie Man on the Moon. He passed away. We have this sort of cluster of deaths that have occurred around this past Friday the 13th. So I went to Wikipedia, and I looked up the article on Friday the 13th, and I couldn't believe something that I found. This is amazing. Listen, I'm just going to read this to you verbatim. Now, this is a Wikipedia article that applies to anybody in the world who's interested in Friday the 13th, and here's what it says. According to the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in Asheville, North Carolina, an estimated 17 to 20 million people in the U.S. are affected by a fear of this day, making it the most feared day and date in history. Let me pause for a second by saying I have never heard of the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute, but the fact that it is in Asheville, North Carolina, it just, this kind of stuff gives me goosebumps. It goes on to say, some people are so paralyzed by fear that they avoid their normal routines in doing business, taking flights, or even getting out of bed. Quote, it's been estimated that $800 or $900 million is lost in business this day, end quote. Despite this, representatives for both Delta Airlines and Continental Airlines have stated that their airlines do not suffer any noticeable drop in travel on those Fridays. So you probably heard before about this fear of the number 13. And it has a name. I'm going to try to pronounce it, okay? It's a long one. Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia. I guess it's Triskaidekaphobia. And this is why that many hotels do not even include a 13th floor. And it's true, I've seen this before. Some do, but many do not. You get on there, and it goes from 12 to 14. They don't even have the 13th floor. And so the question becomes like, you know, what is the origin of this? And I have heard many different people give explanations, but none of them can actually be validated and verified. Like, for example, a lot of people in the Middle Ages said, well, the depiction of the Last Supper before Good Friday was Jesus having his dinner there, and there were 13 people in the picture before that Friday. Among Freemasons, it's popular to talk about members of the Knights Templar, which is now a branch of Freemasonry. It's an appendant body. Members of the Knights Templar being rounded up on Friday the 13th of October 1307 by surprise, of course, and executed. There are other explanations which, you know, we could explore, but the bottom line is nobody knows for sure. So it begs this larger question, doesn't it, about the chicken or the egg, the cause and effect? That's something that's fascinating to me because this gets into tulpas and all that. Is there really something about the design of the universe and the frequency that is achieved at 13 that creates things that are often unfortunate and eerie and creepy? Or was there just some belief implanted in the human race historically which kind of creates a tulpa that inspires, unfortunately, these things to occur? The honest answer is nobody knows. These are some of the most difficult questions in the universe. And I will tell you this, however, personally for me, I have never been afraid of the number 13. And when there's a Friday the 13th, it doesn't really affect me. Obviously, the impact of that date has been so popular that we have these series of horror movies called Friday the 13th with Jason Voorhees running around and, you know, chopping up people with the machete and his hockey mask. So, you know, for some people, it's a terrifying date. But for me personally, I've never feared it, and I have never noticed that anything particularly bad happens to me. But I will tell you this. I do believe that however you explain the universe appears to be very well designed. Now, that design may be the product of something totally random that just fell into place, if you want to believe it that way, or it could be the product of some kind of an intentional intellectual manifester, a creator. But there's no way you can look at this world, especially the human world, placed upon the natural world, if you want to divide those two, and say there's not some kind of enormous design here. And there are certain names and numbers that seem to become sympathetic and resonance, become harmonious and resonance to events that we usually call weird or dismal or unfortunate. I do see that. And I could give you many, many examples, but Asheville, North Carolina in particular just keeps popping up over and over and over when it comes to the connection to this number 13. So think about that. Do your own research. What do you think about sacred geometry and the way that math reflects the design of the universe and how we interpret that design? And again, it goes back to the whole thing about April in general. Is it good? Is it bad? Well, if you listen to my podcast about Beware of April, you'll see that it's good for some people, it's bad for some people, but it is definitely a time of transition. Well, I have a lot of work to do, and it's not going to decrease, it's only going to increase as I get closer and closer to my big event in Las Vegas next week. And if you go to my website, youwillmanifest.com, you'll see some big red letters there that will tell you that it's unfortunate. We still may be able to sell some tickets, but our room block is gone, so you're screwed on that. That's what happens if you want to go and you've waited to the last minute. But I'm doing my best. Every time somebody can't make it or is a little wishy-washy, I've been having conference calls all day long with the people at MGM and Excalibur saying, can we keep adjusting and readjusting this? Because I'm trying to make sure that anybody who feels they belong there can get there, but my absolute maximum cutoff is 100 people for this event. Again, that website is youwillmanifest.com. So I got to go here. I have a lot of work to do, but my main website is joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. It's joshuapwarren.com. If you go there, you'll find all kinds of cool stuff, my curiosity shop, a lot of images and videos, and a link to this podcast. It's called Joshua P. Warren Daily. It's always free. It's always short. And you can subscribe via various means or just follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren, and I will tweet when a new one is available. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon.